This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Jackie Lydon. Later today, Syrian President Bashar Assad is expected to address his parliament in Damascus to outline future plans for the occupation of Lebanon. Syria is not expected to withdraw completely from Lebanon, despite rising international pressure. Instead, President Assad has said that he will redeploy troops from Lebanon's interior and position them nearer to Syria's border. This caps a week in which 25,000 protesters in Beirut forced the pro-Damascus government to step down. Megan Stack has been covering the story for the Los Angeles Times, and she joins us from Beirut. Thanks for being with us, Megan.
Thank you.
President Bashar Assad is expected to speak in just a few hours in a special session. What's the mood where you are in Beirut?
Well, I think people are waiting to see what he's going to say. I don't think people are particularly optimistic that this is going to make some sort of a new era in Lebanon. I don't think people really believe that the Syrian influence is going to leave the country, even if the Syrian soldiers leave the country. And for that matter, I don't think many people believe that the Syrian soldiers are going to leave the country completely anytime soon.
Remind us about the strategic importance of Lebanon to Syria. Syria's had troops there for a long time.
Syria will tell you that it's a question of Israel. They will say that they need to keep an eye on Lebanon. They need to protect themselves because it was through Lebanon that Israeli soldiers have come quite close to the Syrian border. Should there ever be peace talks between Israel and Syria, if Syria no longer has control of Lebanon, it will have very little to bring to the table to negotiate with. And if it's got any hope of gaining anything from Israel, such as lost land, it would need to be able to say something like, well, we can control the Hezbollah guerrillas that are on the southern border between Lebanon and Israel. That's really the crux of it. They don't want to leave Lebanon until they've had peace talks with Israel.
The assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri last month set off a series of protests, as we know, and international outrage, which has led us to this point. What pressures are the most disconcerting for Syria? Would it be the protesters or the international pressure from the United States and now even Saudi Arabia saying that Syria should leave Lebanon?
It's very hard for Syria to stay in Lebanon when even its Arab allies have begun to say that it should leave. And also Russia has now come out against Syria's position in Lebanon, which is groundbreaking because, of course, Russia was a longtime ally for Syria. So it really doesn't have any allies left telling it that it's okay to stay in Lebanon. On the other hand, it's very hard for them to stay when there is truly a significant portion of the Lebanese population that does not want them here anymore. They can't sort of dismiss it to their people. So that makes it also very uncomfortable because they've always tried to say that they have brotherly relations with Lebanon.
Lebanon's President Emil Lahoud is the only pro-Syrian leader left in power. Any sign of what he plans to do now?
No, there really isn't. He certainly has not bended to pressure to step down, but also the opposition figures have retreated from their calls for him to resign. I think the hope is that he will manage to put together some kind of a national unity government. However, he has not come out with any sort of government so far.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Megan.
No problem.
Megan Stack is reporting from Beirut for the Los Angeles Times.